Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version. So then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water, just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm gonna set up the speaker and I'm gonna listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good in it and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Hi there. Happy Friday from the draft room in Buffalo. It's our fourth and final, I guess, for now, visit on our Buffalo football happy hour tour. We're at the draft room here all afternoon, just right adjacent to the arena, or almost just the parking garage in between us. You have a chance here today to enter to win a Josh Allen jersey. No purchase necessary. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly, 21 plus. They have Sega.
Yes.
And there's no line.
There's no line. The two controllers are there. The game was paused when I walked past it. I picked up a controller and got the game to resume and got a couple guys to skate around a little bit and even got a couple shots on goal off. There was no opponent because it's set up for two players. So the one team was just standing there.
How did you not win?
I still couldn't.
You still couldn't score.
I didn't remember. I don't know the buttons.
No.
I don't know. What I want to know is I remember there being a button for like the cross check in the face. That was my favorite move on NHL 93 or 94, which I think it's one of those two. I'm not of a connoisseur to know which one it is.
It's not NHL.
It's not?
No, right? It's that's EA Sports.
That's what I'm saying. That's what that is.
I don't think so. I think that's the game from Swingers.
Right, that's that game.
I think that's unofficial.
No, it
I, there's I, no logos.
Huh.
NHL 94,
yeah,
which was probably my first adult,
right.
Adult favorite video game, had the... No, there are logos actually in that.
Yeah.
There are. There's a logo at center ice.
Yeah.
Quebec.
There weren't names under the players.
But when you score... Their names come up.
Yeah. So I think that's the...
Okay, well, maybe there were two.
It certainly looks like the game I remember, but I didn't know how to play it really functionally
all right.
at all.
That's the game from Swingers.
Yeah, right. Well, oh, look
they
at
make
Wayne.
Gretzky
look
cry.
Look at Wayne. Oh, look at his legs. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
That's what you were playing.
How to crack somebody's head open so that little pool of blood spills out of their head while they're laying there on the ice quivering. Nice league, by the way.
I mean, wonder if I'm wrong here. I might be wrong. I'm confused. I think maybe what the game I remember playing looked different than that. And I think it was 94. Because I would have been 22 with my own apartment. And that's all I did was take San Jose and Pat Falloon to the cup.
Right.
And then they beat Pittsburgh in my world. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I just couldn't wait to see what happened. Like, you want to win, but you also want to see what it does when you win.
And it was, like, and 10 seconds.
It's 10 seconds. they skate the cup around center. All the players are there together. They skated around center ice for, like, 10 seconds, and it's done.
I remember there being a still shot, although I might be combining, like, Super Tecmo Bowl memories in here, too, because it's all the same era, right, of a parade, like someone in the jersey color with the cup in like a convertible and some confetti flying, and then the screen goes dark. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I remember that from this. But this is, yeah, Swingers was NHL 93 or 94, I don't remember which one. I think 93 because they made Gretzky's head bleed, and I think by 94 they had taken that out.
Really?
Yeah, it was a big controversy.
Okay.
Because, I guess they didn't want people out there, you know, playing a game that's supposed to promote hockey, allowing you to split the best player in the world's head open and have him twitch on the ice because, you know.
Promote violence, but was that even different then?
Right, right. But anyway, that's...
Does it surprise you or disappoint you that I never cared about that? I just wanted to score.
Yeah. No, it doesn't surprise me, and I hope that it doesn't surprise you from me from that era that the thing I most remember is the, like, what
the blood.
What button is it to do the cross? And I remember, like, the guy you would do the cross check with, like, one of his legs would sort of kick out when you did it, too. It was like this weird move. It's like, ugh! And the guy would go down and blood, and it was great fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
That San Jose, this is fun to think about. We should probably change the subject at some point, but it's fun to think about because I picked San Jose because they were the worst. Like they were new.
Mm-hmm.
Or they might not have been the worst. Like, you already, this game you were playing has Anaheim in it.
Okay.
And so you had Anaheim, Ottawa, still Quebec, still Hartford for like that little span in the early 90s before Hartford moved and Quebec moved. But you had the expansion teams by then. Not like all the way to Tampa, right? Or when's Tampa? Tampa's the same? I don't know. I don't need to bounce out.
I don't remember, but I want to go. When we get to a break, I'm going to go look to see what. I did not think to, like, should have. The console was right in front of me, and the game cartridge is, you know, sitting there plugged into it. It'll say on there which iteration of the game it is, but I didn't think to look.
They really went hard in the NHL with expansion in those years, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
They put in a whole bunch of new teams.
Yeah.
And we have a couple relatively new ones in the last few years, but. All right, well, that's exactly in our line of sight here.
I know. I hope.
I want games. I want action.
Yeah.
I want to bet it.
I remember one time being so, so grievously hungover with a friend of mine after a very long night that we got up. We would play this game all the time. I mean, there were no women in sight in our lives at this
point.
Because we were playing, you know, we were like addicted to this game. We'd go out to a bar for a few hours, like, you want to go home and play NHL? Yes. Right? So I've got an apartment, and we're playing this game, and like some morning we woke up after getting home at Lord knows, right, 5 a.m. or whatever, and woke up and didn't have the strength to play the game. And my friends are like, oh, we just put on a simulated game.
Yeah.
And so we put a simulated game on and just watched it. Lying there, like one of us on the couch, the other one in a recliner or something. It was pathetic.
That's, I think, what everybody does now.
No one plays video games.
Yeah. You just watch them.
Right. We were ahead of our time.
I think so, yes.
Me and Big Mike Cry. We were way ahead of people.
I liked, with football, I liked coach mode. I didn't need to throw and hit and pass or run it. I just wanted to
call the plays.
Manage it. Yeah, call the plays, build the roster. That's kind of always been my sensibilities with sports. Like, I don't really want to play. I just want to captain it.
Yeah.
So anyway, here at the draft room, they have that. If you're looking for, if you see somebody in shorts, it's actually not me. I was not dog enough for shorts today.
Yeah.
I have like three coats, and if people come here and open that door to your right, I'm going to put them all on. Because as soon as that door opens, it's just like 20 degrees colder.
And it really got cold. Yes, that's right.
Football Friday in Sunday, 10.5, 41.5. We'll talk to Sam Paniatovich, who might even be like around the corner by the time he comes on, because he's on his way to Buffalo
for town
for the night. And then he's going to Chicago in the morning, where his family is and his friends, and going to the Bears tailgate. I heard him talking about this yesterday. Like, he read all the – I mentioned to Joe Ostrowski, he read all the food. It sounded extravagant for this tailgate, but when does he have to leave? It's a night game at least, but still, like, he's going to have a quick turnaround tomorrow.
So that's a 10-hour drive, depending on weather, I think, or 9 or 10.
It's been 9 for me.
Yeah.
Chicago is always 9 for me. But it's been a while. Not that the things really have changed. I mean, it's with all the advances in technology.
You can drive faster still, now than you could back then, I think. Probably.
A little. Not legally that much. Maybe you cut a few minutes off of it. Let's talk about last night's football game. We're always here every Tuesday. Well, not literally, I guess, lately, but Tuesdays, reverse AFC power rankings. That's our world. No Kansas City. What is Denver? What is New England? Like, what is this? Mike Dempsey's coming on today. What is Jacksonville? Houston, we saw. Like, all the context is the AFC. Winning the Super Bowl, of course, is the goal. I'm not saying it isn't. I mean, that's obvious. But most of the time, almost always, this is about getting there. Hardly, it seems, what is it? Is it superstitious, or is it just like something else where we don't ever get to the NFC?
We haven't
in this
really graduated to who would you like to play in the Super Bowl. That's right.
No.
We don't, because they haven't been there in so long. I don't think you even, I don't know if it's superstition or if it's just, you know, whatever. Just we know the AFC teams. We've been, you know, at this level the Bills have been at for 5 years now. And, like, let's deal with that house first before I got to worry about who I'm going to see from over there. I think, you know, if the Bills had been to the Super Bowl and lost already a couple of times in this era, or even one time, I think that might open the door more readily to contemplate Rams, Seahawks, Eagles, whomever. But right now, I don't even really think about it a lot. The one thought I did have watching last night before Seattle came back was, I'm going to put Seattle over there. All right, here's Darnold again, two interceptions. They're down 16 points in the fourth quarter, and he's doing the thing that he did last year, except it's a little earlier. Here's a good team in his face, and he threw four picks the last time they played him. They still almost won, but still four picks, two more last night, and then bingo bango, he played incredible down the stretch of that game and into overtime and ended up winning the game. So I'm not inclined to sort of put Seattle over there. Like, they're to me a bona fide contender along with the Rams. And probably the Eagles too, I suppose.
You didn't mention your buddy Shahid, they don't win the game without him. That punt return, that game's over. It's 30-14, mid fourth. That game is so, it's the Rams. Like, nobody's thinking about a comeback there. But you get the punt return and then he makes another play on offense. Incredible. To me, not incredible. Unfortunate for you that you didn't get the points.
I know. I
for Shahid on the punt return.
I guess that makes sense.
That happens.
I didn't really know how it works, but I saw the punt return and thought, like, well, that helps. But no, not really, because Seattle special teams and defense gets those points for the return touchdown.
So it's an amazing win. I mean, that's an all-time great game. If you're a fan, like, you're there. You'll never forget that game, maybe. I guess you have to have the rest of the season to not upset you.
It was an incredible game, but it, you know, just like it often happens in an incredible game, incredible outcome, there is, you know, is there mystery about it? It's another Skyref day, you know, like, you've got this thing with the 2-point conversion. I mean, sure, shame on the Rams for not falling on the ball or picking up the loose ball or whatever they could have done to prevent that.
Almost no time
But yeah, to see it play out that way, and I've said it all year. I've said it a lot, but I know one point earlier this year there was a really bizarre call in a game that I think everybody was talking about. And my thought was, Bills fans, just wait. Like, this is going to happen to us. Hopefully it'll be for the good, not the bad. Maybe last week in New England was a little version of that, right, with how quickly the Cooks play was reviewed by Skyref, but the Boutte play earlier was not, and that stood, the Bills play didn't. And now in this, you've got, you know, they're lining up for the kickoff, right? I mean, they're just on to the next thing. And like, hold on.
I didn't even notice that.
Backward pass. You know, this is, it's a good, just, I just would like, I think we'd all like to know, I would like to know, I don't know, I don't speak for anyone else, just exactly what the parameters are of when and how Skyref can be deployed. It's
Listen,
still a mystery.
There's
I guess
no,
they want it that way, but.
They do. There's no, it's not coming. Well, if it is, don't believe it.
Right.
If they tell you what the rules are, don't believe them. That's how I felt about this thing the whole time. Because last year, we had Darnold at the Rams playing for Minnesota in a late-season night game, and he had his head twisted around on a play in the end zone that didn't count because, well, they told us that it was not reviewable. Of course it is. Like, anything they want to have be reviewable will be.
Right. They want to say that they cannot go back and call a penalty. At least this is what I understand the stance to be anyway. I don't know if this is in writing anywhere, but the way it seems like it gets explained in games is that Skyref can tell the officials, pick up the flag, no foul, but they cannot say throw of the flag, there was actually a foul there. But I've told this story many times. Like a week or two after this Darnold in the end zone example you're citing, the exact same situation happened on Monday Night Football, and they did not throw a flag. Same penalty, right? Head, you know, grabbing the head, hitting the head, or face mask of the quarterback, and there wasn't a flag, and Skyref told them to call a penalty, and it got discussed, and the rules analyst basically was scared to say anything. But Joe Buck was like, I thought you couldn't do that. So that was the first example of the whole thing being sketchy. And I don't know that last night has to be sketchy. I mean, I think, you know, I guess they got the call right.
Well, that's the other side of that. I liked Kevin Kelly, who's famous for being the high school coach that never punted. And he's on Twitter. And I think he was responding also today on this point to Sam Monson. So maybe Sam said it on his show. But the problem, he said for him, was when it's fourth down.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't advance a fumble unless it's the player who fumbled doing it.
Right.
And on that play, lateral, but and the clock isn't running either. It's sort of a special play.
It's a two-point play, not a fourth-down play. But.
Right. It's not a play like where there's time is running.
Right.
But why wouldn't the rule be the same for that? Like, if you fumble on fourth down, you fumble, because this is what happened. This is what would happen. You fumble. I pick it up and go all the way. That wouldn't count. But for some, they didn't think of this for the two-pointer. Like, that seems to me the right point, that only Darnold, I guess,
right,
should have been able to recover it and get credit.
Right.
Then there's, like, sort of the process stuff, and I just can't I don't know. I'm too old for the process stuff. It's just it's never been trustworthy. They're going to tell you one thing, and there's going to be a play where something else happens. McVay, I mean, he was pretty hard on it. Like, after the game, just I've never seen anything like that. He didn't really go into the utmost detail. Anyway, Seattle wins. So here's Seattle. An hour ago, I was like, all right, we never talk about the NFC. Now, Seattle is the one. There is a 95% chance, according to Seth Walder at ESPN, that the NFC West winner is the one. And for all the time we've spent hoping that the Bills could ever be the one seed, I mean, there's still a chance now, but it's very unlikely for this year. We know all about how big of an edge it is. So, I mean, if Seattle plays the Rams again, or the Niners even, San Francisco could still get it. They play Seattle at home, still to come, last week of the season. How big of a gap would you say there is between whoever that team is, and maybe it varies depending on who it is, and the rest of the conference? We're talking about the Bears and the Buccaneers and even the Eagles. These teams are not impressive. The Bears roughed up the Eagles. Green Bay, right? I mean, Detroit's unlikely to make it.
I'm tempted to say those three teams from that division are better than any of the other contenders in the NFC, but I'm not sure if I want to include San Francisco in that yet. I feel like I've seen Seattle and the Rams. I've seen the Rams way more. Seattle more. The Niners are the team of the three that I feel like I have spent the least time watching. So I don't know that I would want to just say, you know, blanket, all three of those teams are better. I definitely think the Rams and the Seahawks qualify as the class of the NFC more than anyone else. I mean, forget about the NFC South, and even Philly. I just there's just so many problems. Everything looks so hard for them on offense. Often, I mean, not always, but often enough. It's a little like the Bills, kind of like you know they've got and there's a talk about receiving talent. They've got two of the best. They got one of the best tandems in the league, in Brown and Smith. But it just seems so hard. The Rams and the Seahawks are what did Stafford throw for? 475 yards last night?
Almost.
I mean, holy cow. And that's a team that runs the ball with regularity, too. It's not like they're not playing the run and shoot. Like, McVay loves his first down runs. But they eat like crazy in the passing game, that team. That's the team I'm most intimidated by, the Rams. I might be selling Seattle short because I still have, I probably have a blind spot on Darnold to an extent still, even with last night.
How about that guy, though? I mean, you got to respect it.
Yeah, I definitely do, especially because, I mean, down like they were, down 16 points halfway through the fourth quarter, having already thrown two picks for the last time they played, like knowing that the way the season ended last year, like this whole thing is out there. And he didn't wait until week 17 or 18 or the playoffs to burst that. He just took care of it last night. Just like, I know what's going on out here. I know what people think of me. And, man, he was just nails down the stretch.
May have needed the punt return. I can't know.
Yeah.
But don't really want to take any credit away from him. Sam Darnold went to Minnesota last offseason, so 24 offseason, so right, 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And what was that going to be? He was going to be the veteran complement to J.J. McCarthy, their first-round pick. And, you know, maybe Darnold starts week one of those. Like, maybe he starts the season and they go to McCarthy, kind of the Tyrod Taylor blueprint, whenever the time is right. Instead, McCarthy tears his knee ligament in the preseason. Darnold plays 14-3. This year, the Seahawks are 12-3, and he has started every game in both of those seasons. He started every game for Minnesota and every game for Seattle. 26-6 the last 2 years after a record of, I know, QB wins, sorry, 21-35 for his career before going to the Vikings. So now he's 6 over because of these last 2 years.
Right.
And this was the Daniel Jones conversation, and the Darnold one, and last year's the Darnold one, and a few other guys maybe.
Geno Smith, maybe, you know.
Where you look at it, and I just think it's really hard, no matter what that is, to be like, yeah, I believe it. I'm going to bet him in the playoffs. And I don't know, maybe he'll be the guy that proves that wrong, because it really hasn't been – has it been wrong yet? If you look at the AFC, no. The quarterbacks going to the Super Bowl are all always elite. Like, that's kind of
– right.
Well, you know, whether Flacco was elite became its own cottage industry. but really for the last 20 or 25 years, it's been those guys. And maybe this year, maybe it's Allen, and he's certainly that. But maybe this is a year on both sides where it gets a little weird. We are at the draft room today. Bud Light helping to bring us to you. They're sponsoring of the Buffalo Football Happy Hour visits we've had in the last couple of months. Very cool. We'll talk to Sam Panayotovich next. Right now we need a break. The break is brought to you by Snapdragon Apples. We'll be back in a snap. Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.